across Western New York at 100.9, 103.7, 104.3, 104.9, and 105.5. This is WCJW, Warsaw, Batavia, Arcade, Avon, and Geneseo. Today's favorites and the legends. Western New York's CJ Country.
Good morning across CJ Country. It's the 5 o'clock hour and time for today's edition of the CJ Agribusiness Report. News for farmers and producers across Western and Central New York. Our lineup includes visits from Gary Crawford and Bill Baker, Tom Cassidy and Tim Slezarczyk, Tony St. James and Jeff Ishii, Daryl Anderson and more. And as usual, Andrew McCray leads the way with the American countryside.
It's called the Mother Store because it was the first of many. You can still come here to purchase modern merchandise and see how the store operated a century or so ago. The story is this edition of the American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to FarmJournalTV.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at FarmJournalTV.com.
J.C. Penney came to Kemmer, Wyoming in 1902 to manage a Golden Rule mercantile store. Within a few years, he bought out the owners and established the J.C. Penney stores. This is the mother's store, and Linder Slavernick manages it. Penney was always known to put the customer first.
He always stayed open until the last person was off the streets, so he never made it in time to go to the bank. So at his house, in his bedroom under his bed, there's a little cubbyhole they cut out, and that is where he had put his cash.
You can see the cubby under the bed in his old house here. Penney eventually moved to New York City to manage the retail chain, but this town was close to his heart.
He always came back to Kemmer. He got the newspaper from Kemmer so he could keep up with what was going on. When they redid the front of our store, he came back for that.
This store looks much different than other Penney's locations, but what you can purchase inside will look familiar.
We have all the latest merchandise that J.C. Penney sells. We don't have houseware and shoes, but we have all the clothing, and we're one of the only clothing stores in Kemmer.
This is a retail store, but it's also a bit of a museum, with artifacts dating to Penney's earliest days here.
I love my store. I love working for J.C. Penney's. It's a really good company. We just love our store because we are original and we get to tell the story of how he came here.
This store still serves customers and is a draw for visitors who want to see where the retail giant got its start in this small western town. Traveling the countryside in Kemmer, Wyoming, I'm Andrew McCray.
Keeping his eye on the latest ag news, it's Tony St. James. He checks in with Agriculture Today after this short break.
This program is brought to you by Kubota. Turn to Monroe Tractor for all your Kubota equipment needs, located in Springville and North Java. Learn more online at MonroeTractor.com.
When getting the job done right is job one, you need construction equipment that's built right. With durable Kubota engines, more comfort, and the versatility to do it all, you need the Kubota construction lineup. Right now, write it off the lot and write off your taxes for $0 down, 0% APR for up to 36 months, or save up to $4,500.
Now through December 31st, subject to credit approval, consult your tax advisor. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Turn to Monroe Tractor and Implement for all your Kubota equipment needs, located in Springville and North Java, or find us online at MonroeTractor.com.
This is Agriculture Today.
On Wednesday, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, U.S. Trade Ambassador Jameson Greer framed China's tighter controls on critical minerals as economic coercion and warned of potential U.S. responses. They reiterated that the goal is to de-risk supply chains rather than fully decouple, but said tariff options, including triple-digit rates previously floated, remain on the table. Possible leader-level engagement was described as a path to cool tensions, even as agencies coordinate with allies on contingency plans. Now, the remarks did not spotlight ag directly, yet the implications are clear. Rare earth and tech component constraints can ripple into precision ag equipment, motors, sensors, and power electronics. That raises cost or lead times for dealers and co-ops. If tariff escalation proceeds or if Beijing counters, headline risk typically shows up first in bulk channels tied to China. Now, the escalation in tensions with China comes as that country has pivoted to South America away from the U.S. to fill their needs for soybeans and other ag commodities. But on a related note, Brazilian trade officials in Washington looking for a path to improve trade relations with the Trump administration. Recently, Brazil hit with the high tariff rate that has cut supply lines leading back to the U.S. The latest National Oilseed Processors Association, or NOPA, crush report shows a soybean crush of 186.3 million bushels. It's the fourth highest monthly total on record. NOPA's members account for nearly all U.S. processing capacity, so the figure, a good snapshot of processor demand. A crush this large during the harvest transition points to expanded plants and steady pulls for soybean meal and oil. At the same time, soybean oil stocks, 1.243 billion pounds, that's above the average market estimate, bigger than expected oil inventories, suggests supply a bit more ample than traders anticipated. And for markets, that mix usually means supportive crush margins, but a watch list for product pricing. Mill strength can add bids near processors, while heavier oil stocks can pressure soybean oil values and influence board crush basis and renewable diesel economics until draws improve. Well, a new WTO dashboard offers faster reads on trade. It's useful when official series lag, and the first pass on U.S. ag shows a split picture. Year-to-date through July, farm exports slightly below last year, while imports are higher. It underscores tighter margins for some processors and steady competition on grocery shelves. Now, according to the tool, U.S. ag exports total just under $102 billion in that first 6 months, 7 months of the year, versus ag imports at $136.1 billion. So down on ag exports by 1.6 year over year, and ag imports up 8% year over year. July ran a $13.5 billion in ag exports. That alone up 1.4% year over year, but ag imports up 4.6%. It's Agriculture Today.
Attention to those of you out there that want to keep your work-from-home lifestyle hassle-free. You know, when you work from home, sometimes you're a one-man show. That even means your own IT department. But what do you do if you're not IT savvy? Call My Computer Works. Let them be your IT department. And they're based right here in the United States. Call My Computer Works right now. Save $75 off your membership. Protect your computer from viruses, ransomware, and keep it running in tip-top shape so you can run your career and your business in tip-top shape. Let them do what they do best, which is keep your computer running perfectly. And you do what you do best, which is run your business, your life, and your career. Call right now and save $75 off your membership. 800-492-8172. 800-492-8172. 800-492-8172. That's 800-492-8172.
Still ahead on the CJ Agribusiness Report, Tom Cassidy and Tim Slezarczyk with the Ag Radio Net Farm News. Max Armstrong is standing by with a Farm Progress America report when we return.
Hi, it's Steve Mann. Have you heard the commercials for the Mark Patrick Stop Smoking Seminars? and they said only $49.99 and it could work for you. So I thought, that's not even a week's worth of smoking. So I went, and guess what? It did work for me. You know, my friends and family are still amazed. I quit smoking. I didn't have cravings, anxiety, or weight gain. Listen, I don't know how it works, but I know it works because I'm living proof, and it's 100% guaranteed. So what do you got to lose? I'll tell you what you got to lose. A very bad habit.
Join Mark Patrick's seminars and stop smoking now without cravings, irritability, weight gain, or your money back. Early Bird Special, only $49.99 guaranteed. Hypnosis, designed to work without anxiety, irritability, or weight gain. Early Bird Special, only $49.99. Become a non-smoker. That's right. Seminar Wednesday, October 22nd at the Quality Inn & Suites, Palm Island in Batavia. Stop Smoking Seminar, 8 p.m. Weight Loss Seminar, 5:30. Sign up at markpatrickseminars.com.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Strauss, makers of high-quality workwear for more than 70 years. 8 years ago, Missouri became the first U.S. state to ban the usage of the word meat on products made of non-animal protein. 17 other states have since restricted the usage of meat-type words on non-meat products, and now the European Union is set to do the same. I'll have more after this. This episode of Farm Progress America is brought to you by Strauss. For more than 70 years and three generations, Strauss has manufactured high-performance, German-engineered workwear, work boots, and safety equipment. The company's ostrich logo has become a proud symbol of excellence recognized by farmers around the globe. Need extra comfortable bibs? Strauss has them. What about work pants that have been tested to be 5 times stronger than your standard canvas pants? Strauss has those too. Each piece of the Strauss collection, from hat to boot, has been specially engineered to help you perform better on the job. Whether you're working in the fields, taking care of livestock, or maintaining all the equipment that keeps your farm running. So if you're looking to add some extra utility and comfort to your workday, then harvest your potential and look for the ostrich. Prepare for the next growing season and grab yourself some new gear at Strauss.com. That's Strauss.com. Just last week, the European Parliament voted to ban meaty labels for plant-based and cultivated meat products. Under this new proposal, terms like steak, burger, and sausage would be reserved only for animal-based products. The vote passed 355 to 247 with 30 abstaining. The ban comes as part of a broader EU effort to strengthen farmers' negotiating power in supermarket supply chains and to reduce consumer confusion over labeling. If the measure becomes law, it would force plant-based and cultivated meat producers across the EU to remove or at least dramatically alter traditional meat terms from their packaging and marketing. The text will now go into negotiation with member states and the European Commission before final ratification. Here in the U.S., that same battle has continued for years. Some of the state bans prohibit the use of meat language unless qualifying terms like plant-based, meatless, or vegan are prominently displayed as well. In Oklahoma, for example, laws require that any plant-based label using meat or dairy terms must include a disclaimer of equal size and prominence. But many of these state restrictions may face challenges, arguing they infringe on producers' rights to describe their products clearly. Meanwhile, at the federal level, the FDA in January of this year released a draft guidance on labeling plant-based alternatives, offering recommendations for names and product descriptions to promote transparency and prevent misleading claims. Domestically, the alternative meat sector is struggling. The industry grew steadily through the 2010s and received lots of attention during the COVID-19 pandemic, but last year saw sales decline by about 7%, and the decline has continued through 2025, with sales off another 7.5%. No doubt, continued legal wrangling over what these producers can call their products will be a headwind into 2026, and I'll have more after this.
In 4 out of 5 school shootings, at least one other person had knowledge of the attacker's plan but failed to report it. Almost all mass school shooters shared threatening or concerning messages or images. More than 75% raised concern from others prior to an attack. Bystanders saw warning signs in most documented active shooter cases. You can prevent targeted violence from occurring. Here's how. Please contact the Wyoming County Threat Assessment Committee confidential tip line at 786-6001 if a classmate, coworker, partner, family member, friend, or neighbor starts demonstrating concerning behaviors. For immediate concerns, please call 911.
It's not every day that Republican state leadership in the United States and European Union members of Parliament are on the same page. But when it comes to defining meat, they all say meat and meat-related terms need to be reserved for products made from animals to reduce consumer confusion and keep marketing fair for livestock producers. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Strauss, makers of high-quality workwear for more than 70 years. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
It's the CJ Agribusiness Report. Thanking you for tuning in. Just ahead, Tom Cassidy and Tim Slezarczyk and the Ag RadioNet Farm News.
Question: what do you get when you cross baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and Harley Davidson? Answer: American tradition. Stan's Harley Davidson in Batavia has been part of that tradition for decades, providing motorcycle enthusiasts all the latest Harley Davidson models and accessories to keep that tradition rolling. Whether you're looking for a more traditional ride or today's most advanced Harley, Stan's has just the right bike for you with over 100 bikes in stock. Stop in and see the folks at Stan's Harley Davidson on West Saley Drive in Batavia. Feel the freedom of the open air.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News. I'm Tom Cassidy with Tim Slezarczyk.
Pennsylvania dairy farmers have been encouraged to share their insight on feeding and nutrition strategies with a survey aiming to provide insight on dairy producers' feeding ideas. Research shows that feeding a total mixed ration helps dairy cows achieve maximum performance, in turn helping dairy producers become more profitable. Feeding a nutritionally balanced ration allows cows to consume as close to their actual energy requirement as possible, helping to drive greater performance. The Center for Dairy Excellence and Penn State Extension recent dairy producer survey found an estimated 21% of Pennsylvania dairy producers do not use TMR for their herds. To better understand the barriers and reasons why producers aren't using TMRs, the center created a follow-up survey for dairy producers to share insight on feeding strategies. The Center Dairy of Excellence is serving as a catalyst for the dairy industry, empowering, supporting dairy farmers in the Commonwealth. You can go to the Center for Dairy Excellence website and look for the producer survey. The survey includes questions like how many lactating dry and replacement cows you have, the type of milking parlor you use, your milking herd currently housed, where the working with a nutritionist or not to formulate diets, whether or not you use a TMR, and if not, the reason for not using one. Barriers to adopting the technology could be in the answer. The Center for Dairy Excellence, they're looking for ways to not only support Pennsylvania dairy farm families, but help them remain competitive and successful. That according to Melissa Anderson, the programs and operations manager at the center. Anderson said, the hope is to use input the dairy farmers share in the survey to better understand how they can support the dairy farmers being worked with when it comes to nutrition and feeding strategy. By following this survey, their researchers will have a lot more information to better meet those needs.
And now another episode of One Soil to Live.
I just can't let you keep treating it like dirt, Claude.
Well, you know I don't mean to, Samantha. It's just
It's just what? You don't know it's alive?
Well,
it is alive. And if you want to get the most out of it, you'll follow these four principles to keep it healthy and functioning.
All right, Samantha. I'm listening.
First, keep it covered and keep living roots in it throughout the year with diverse plants and rotations. And finally, disturb it as little as possible.
And if I do as you say, Samantha...
If you do, Claude, I have a feeling it'll be the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
There's an amazing amount of life in healthy soil. More importantly, that life can help make our nation's farms more productive, profitable, and resilient. Contact your local USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service office today and learn more about the basics and benefits of soil health. This message brought to you by USDA and this radio station.
Crop insurance deadlines are typically in the spring, but pasture, rangeland, and forage sales crop numbers are due December 1st. The deadline to insure pasture, rangeland, and forage in the Northeast is the beginning of December, protecting against the lack of precipitation for both hang and grazing ground. As producers face higher input costs and tighter margins, profit exists in a smaller percentage of the total yield. The PRF, the Pasture, Rangeland, and Forage Program, is an area-based crop insurance program protecting against yield losses caused by low precipitation relative to historic averages on forage produced for grazing or harvesting hay. With flexible coverage levels and affordable premiums, the Pasture, Rangeland, and Forage Program is a valuable risk management tool for many Northeast producers. Ensuring a steady supply of quality forage is challenging, and it can be more challenging in years with drought or even too much rain, especially with the frequency increasing for extreme weather events. This is the time of year to meet with your crop insurance agent to review your business plan and discuss how pasture, rangeland, and forage insurance can become a part of your risk management strategy. To protect your investment for 2026 crops, producers need to contact their agents in advance of that December 1st deadline. For a listing of local agents, you can visit with just about any agency, or a cooperative extension in your area can give a better list.
As harvest begins, the American Seed Trade Association reminds farmers to be diligent in taking the proper precautions to ensure treated seed does not enter the domestic or export grain supply. When properly handled, seed treatments are an effective agronomic tool that provides seeds the necessary protection for a strong, healthy start. Completely remove all treated seed left in containers and equipment used to handle harvested grain and dispose of it properly. Always be careful to follow state and federal guidelines for proper handling, storage, and disposal of treated seed. For more information, visit seed-treatment-guide.com or contact your seed dealer.
Quality feed. Margins.
Productivity.
Even your herd knows what's important to you. And all dairy farmers, our top priority at John Deere is keeping your animals healthy and productive. With our technology, you can reduce overlaps, track nutrient content of your forage, and reduce downtime. We have the solutions to help feed and care for your herd. To learn more, talk to your local John Deere dealer today.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News, a voice for farmers of the Northeast.
It's the CJ Agribusiness Report. So glad you've joined us. We'll have an update of the weather forecast in just a bit. But right now, it's time for Jeff Ishii and On the Farm in just a moment.
When it comes to taking care of your land, you need equipment built to last. That's why so many property owners across Western New York and around the United States trust WoodMax, proudly based right here in Akron, New York. For more than 15 years, WoodMax has designed and built premium tractor and skid steer attachments that turn hard jobs into manageable work. Whether it's clearing lake effect snow in the winter, mowing pastures in the summer, or tackling spring and fall cleanup with a wood chipper, WoodMax has the attachment for your property's needs. Each WoodMax product is engineered with durability in mind, backed by warranty protection, and supported locally by the Back 40 Group team, a proud veteran-founded company who recognizes and salutes the brave men and women of our armed forces. They take pride in ensuring every customer's expectations are met even long after the sale. Visit WoodMax.com or stop by 42 Jackson Street in Akron and discover why thousands of landowners nationwide rely on trust in their products to get the job done with ease.
From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio, rural and agricultural news coming up next.
Today's program is made possible by Farm Credit, a nationwide financial cooperative serving agriculture and rural America since 1916. Farm Credit provides loans for farms, homes, land, and agribusiness, coverage in every county in all 50 states. It also includes an educational component called Farm Credit Knowledge Center. Information at farmcredit.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 456965.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
The U.S. animal feed industry is big business, generating an estimated $516 billion in sales this year. And more, it's now a global business. That's according to Randy Schwalke with Feed Marketing Advisors.
We work with not only family businesses, but national firms, as well as private equity firms. We also, you know, I've had the pleasure of talking to people around the world. I talked to people from Pakistan yesterday, Africa yesterday, China today. It's amazing. Even though the feed industry is changing a lot and will continue to change, it still gets back to you need good people leading the business.
Randy Schwalke with Feed Marketing Advisors. Their web address is feedadvisors.com. And our thanks to John Clark with FeedWorks USA for his assistance in this report.
Stay tuned. Your daily pearl of wisdom is coming up next.
Today's program is made possible by Virginia Cooperative Extension, which is conducting a survey of farmers located in Virginia within the Chesapeake Bay watershed. This is an opportunity to tell your story of what you're doing to improve soil and water quality. The voluntary survey is found at ext.vt.edu or your local office of Virginia Cooperative Extension. Virginia Cooperative Extension is an equal opportunity employer.
Just one bite from a tick can lead to serious illness, so it's important to properly prepare for any outdoor activity. Like Bob here.
Hi.
Bob has applied an insect repellent designed for ticks.
Sure.
He's wearing long sleeves to keep ticks off his skin, and to help him see the ticks better, he's wearing long, bright white pants tucked into his socks.
Yeah, I'm wearing shorts. Those are my legs.
Really? Oh, wow. Okay, learn more about preventing tick-borne diseases from your local health department.
Today, we'd like to send out a big old salute to all of our listeners in upstate New York. They're tuned in to affiliated radio station WMCR FM 101.1 in Oneida, New York. Our pearl of wisdom today reminds us all, don't be too concerned what others think of you. It's what you think about yourself that matters. That's your pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm Ish.
Empire Livestock Market in Pavilion held a sale yesterday. Let's get an update of results.
Good morning, CJ Country. Here's your Empire Livestock Market report for October 16th. We had 90 cows, 84 calves, 6 Holstein feeders, 7 Holstein fats, 2 beef feeders, and 1 bull. The bob calves were $1 to $2.10. Grow calves over 96 pounds were $9 to $12.55. Grow calves 80 pounds to 94 pounds were $3.50 to $13.40. Beef cross heifer calves were $14.10 to $18.90. Beef cross bull calves were $13.60 to $19 a pound. Woo! The good cows today were $1.35 to $1.61. Lean cows were 30 cents to $1.43. The Holstein feeders were 30 cents to $1.74. The Holstein fats were $1.75 to $1.80. The beef feeders were $1.85 to $2.95. And the bull was $1.66. Our auctions at Empire Livestock are every Monday and Thursday at 12:30. This is Tony Perry. Thank you, and have a great day.
It's harvest time in New York. Make sure your equipment is ready to stay in the field with genuine AGCO parts from Java Farm Supply. Their knowledgeable parts specialists are ready to help you find the right agricultural part, from fluids and filters to hoses and fittings to engine and transmission parts and everything in between. Stop at their stores in North Java or Batavia and their online parts store for a wide selection, including Massey Ferguson, Heston, Fendt, Challenger, and more. Java Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for reliable, genuine AGCO parts.
Moving right along with this morning's edition of the CJ Agribusiness Report, it's time to get an update from Washington with the USDA report.
What were some of the main takeaways associated with USDA's latest quarterly hogs and pigs report? Livestock analyst Michael McConnell first provides the breakdown on hog and pig inventories as of September 1st.
The hog herd is estimated to be 74.47 million head of hogs. That's about 1% lower than a year ago. Within that, there's about 5.93 million sows and boars in the breeding herd, which is about 2% lower than a year ago. And for market hogs, it's estimated to be 68.54 million head of hogs, which is about 1% lower than a year ago.
Some of the whys behind the inventories within the September hogs and pigs report.
The number of pigs that were born and weaned between June and August came at 34.08 million head. That was 3% lower than a year ago. That was due to farrowings, which were 2.88 million head, 3% lower than a year ago, which is partially offset by a pigs per litter rate at 11.82, which is 1% higher than a year ago.
Farrowing intentions by hog producers in the next quarter indicate.
Looking forward, between September and November, hog producers intended to farrow, 2.86 million sows, which is 2% lower than a year ago. And then for the period between December 2025 and February 2026, producers indicated they were planning on farrowing 2.82 million sows, which is about the same as what we did last year.
So in breaking down the potential signals within the report, McConnell believes
hog supplies are going to be a little bit tighter for the remainder of this year and into 2026.
And that expected trend is due to
the relatively lower amounts of farrowing, as well as the reduced pig crop from last year that we saw in the previous quarter. The breeding herd has contracted a little bit relative to a year ago. That also kind of indicates that hog supplies going forward are likely to be a little bit tighter.
And McConnell adds this trend appears to have somewhat begun this summer.
Slaughter rates were relatively light relative to a year ago for much of the summer. In fact, a couple weeks ago, we got our first year-over-year increase in hog slaughter for the first time since May.
What impact expected from the tighter hog and pig supplies?
The relatively lighter slaughter has been supportive of live hog prices, and we've also seen it in the relatively supportive wholesale pork prices as well. So that's something to keep an eye on going forward to see if the tighter hog supply continues to provide that support on prices.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
The CJ Country Morning Show will follow our farm show. Bill Baker with Dairy Radio Now is up next.
The versatile Delta Track is all about getting the job done. Versatile tractors are tailor-made for the toughest jobs and bring together an X15 Cummins engine, Cat Power Shaft transmission, and industry-leading Camso track technology. Feel the unmatched performance, torque response, and pulling power that's at the heart of every Delta Track today. Give them a call to learn more. Visit Kelly's Garage in Perry and experience the versatile Delta Track.
So there's skim milk, a.k.a. fat-free. There's 1% and 2%. Ever wonder why there isn't a 3%? Well, being a nerdy mom, I do. And you know what? There is one. That's right. It's called whole milk. Whole milk only has 3% milk fat, which, when you think about it, and I do, is not a lot of fat at all. And did you know that no matter what cow's milk you prefer, they all have 8 grams of protein? Of course, it is wonderful. We have so many alternatives, but many nut and plant-based milk substitutes don't meet the nutritional levels naturally contained in dairy. And I'm not big on thickeners, flavorings, or added sugars. Bottom line, cow's milk is still the gold standard when it comes to nutrition. So sure, I'm a nerdy mom, but I love my cows. I mean, kids, I love my kids.
Milk for nerdy moms and just about everyone. Brought to you by Milk for Health on the Niagara Frontier, the guys and gals with the cows.
Sooner or later, you'll need to replace your furnace. If that time is now, come see the folks at Country Line Electric, where they carry the Comfort Air line. Why Comfort Air? Well, they feature a 12-year bumper-to-bumper warranty that's the best in the business. Country Line Electric carries a full line of 80 to 95% efficiency residential furnaces, fuel oil furnaces, including units for mobile homes, and they can even provide a list of contractors to install your new Comfort Air furnace. And if you're a contractor, let Country Line Electric be your source for quality Comfort Air products. Country Line Electric, Silver Springs and Batavia.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Hello, Mike.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum, and our topic is going to be an update on H5N1 in dairy cattle. And those numbers and initials may be foreign to our listeners, but basically this is bird flu that has transitioned into dairy herds here in the United States. Recently, Dr. Jason Lombard from Colorado State brought us up to speed in terms of what's happening here in the U.S. First of all, we look at the bird side of it. There has been 174 plus million birds that have been affected with bird flu, and of course, those are then destroyed. And most consumers are well aware of the impacts it's had on, especially egg prices here in the United States. Be well aware also that besides dairy cattle, domestic cats can be affected with bird flu as well, so consumers should just be aware of that as well. So let's get now, Bill, to our dairy situation here. Colorado just updated us, and they were looking at different strains. In fact, there are 4 different types of influenza that can happen. He used dairy use had the form D, as in dog. In humans, it's form A and B. And so did some strains identification in Colorado and found some 14 different strains of the influenza in Colorado. And they had 1,077 cows affected, but there were no new herds in the last 30 days in Colorado. And this report was given about 2 or 3 weeks ago as well. Certainly, milk is a big factor here because the udder itself has receptors for the influenza. Therefore, it appears in milk as well. And therefore, the USDA now and FDA is screening milk, all milk here in the United States, for evidence of bird flu, and then traces back to the farms where it can be isolated and found. The good news or bad news, Bill, is that 18 states have not had any cases of bird flu here in their dairy cattle. Illinois, luckily, is one of those states, but so is Wisconsin, and that is just amazing. We felt with the low numbers here in Illinois may be a factor as well, but in Wisconsin, there was bird flu in Minnesota, Iowa, Michigan, Indiana, and so the question is, how does Wisconsin avoid the bird flu? But that is certainly good news for our neighbors to the north at this point. Our consumers might think, well, what is it, what happens when cows develop this influenza? And we see about 4 to 5 degrees increased Fahrenheit in temperature, two days after the cows have contacted this, a decrease in rumination and water intake, and of course that decreases feed intake, and that decreases milk production. These cows also develop a nasal discharge, and the milk appears thicker and yellow in color at this point as well. And these cows then are isolated and no longer allowed to go into the milk supply until they clear. That's the good news on dairy. The cow usually within several weeks will clear herself, will not require any interventions, except maybe some electrolytes as we go along. California really got hit pretty hard, over 600 herds, that's over half the herds, had animals in that, and the level of influenza can vary from 3 to 6% in the herd as far as that goes, and cows recover very nicely. About 75% recover, or farmers dry them off depending on what stage of lactation they're in, and in a few cases there's a slight increase in death loss up to about 8.5%. A normal death loss on a farm would be 6 or 7% as well. For some reason, Bill, first lactation cows seem to have some protection as well, and a lower risk as well. And certainly, we don't want cows moving between herds, especially if there's some risk as well here. And humans pick up on it in milking parlors because people are milking cows can be exposed to it as well. And the good news, vaccines are being developed right now by USDA and may be available for dairymen in the near future. So our take-home messages are that dairy farmers should be aware of this risk on dairy farms. If they see anything, should contact the local veterinarian, which then triggers the state and national involvement here. And certainly on-farm hygiene and cleanliness is key. Well, that completes the program for today. Thanks. Hey, have a great day.
Thanks, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday on Dairy Radio Now.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Coming up on Monday, we'll check the markets with Lee Milkey on our Milky Monday. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
It's the CJ Agribusiness Report. News and information for farmers and producers in Wyoming, Genesee, and Livingston counties, and worldwide at WCJW.com. Up next, we join Daryl Anderson and today's Farm to Fork Report after this quick break.
All right, CJ Country, the challenge is on.
It's the 8th annual Stuff the Truck Food Drive with CJ Country and Team Forever Loved.
Friday, October 24th from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m.
And Saturday, October 25th from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Tops Friendly Markets in Warsaw, 2382 Route 19 North.
Plus a mini drop-off point at Walmart.
Schools,
businesses, organizations.
We're calling on you.
Let's see who can bring in the biggest donation for the Warsaw Food Pantry.
Together, we can pack that truck full and feed our neighbors in need.
Where can you buy 4x8 sheets of 7/16 OSB for just $8.18 a sheet? Bird's Lumber and Perry. How about 4x8 sheets of half-inch drywall for just $11.97 a sheet? Yeah, that's Bird's Lumber too. You pick it up, you save big. 7/16 OSB, just $8.18 a sheet. Half-inch drywall, just $11.97 a sheet. Bird's Lumber, Washington Street in Perry. Your best price place is open 7 days a week, including Sundays, 9 to 1.
Grizzly's Custom Cutting and Hunt is having a chicken and rib barbecue this Sunday beginning at noon. Sides include salted potatoes,
potatoes, beans, coleslaw, and a roll. And while you're there, check out the great meat deals going on. If you're an avid hunter, bring in your catch, and Grizzlies will get the job done just how you like it. Stop in on River Road and Hunt on Sunday for a homegrown chicken and rib barbecue beginning at noon. Call 476-2249 for Grizzlies Custom Cutting.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Some of the scariest looking pumpkins never make it to Halloween. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork. As you've probably heard by now, the 12 agricultural safety and health centers around the country did receive a renewal of their federal funding support and will not be shutting down. Many of those centers had projects in progress, and those will now be able to continue. Also continuing the Ag Safety and Health Campaign on Farm to Fork. To learn how you can assist with that, visit the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com. When I was a kid growing up on the farm long, long ago, I never gave a thought to the potential risks involved in some of the work I was doing. Looking back, it's a miracle I survived. If your children are doing farm work, make sure they know how to do that work safely. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Finding decent pumpkins for Halloween can be a challenge in the southern United States, thanks to a crop pest called the melon worm. Aaron Cato is an extension entomologist at the University of Arkansas.
The first thing that we have found in our trials is that melon worm doesn't come to all pumpkins equally. It is attracted to some types of pumpkins more than others. And honestly, it's a bit of a sad thing, but they're most attracted to jack-o'-lanterns, which, you know, are the largest amount of pumpkins that we're growing for the fall market.
Cato says melon worms feed on the leaves and the fruit of pumpkins and similar plants like squash and watermelon. The results can be pretty ugly and costly to farmers, says Cato, especially if the crop is not treated with a pesticide in due time.
What we found in our data is that our untreated is obviously 20 to 40% fruit loss, but pretty much every other treatment that we looked at, whether we scouted or we did a calendar spray, we were able to effectively control them. So the second we found melon worm, we applied either our broad spectrum insecticides or category specific or organic. All of them did a great job.
Melon worms don't venture out beyond tropical and subtropical climates, which is why they're not a concern farther north in the U.S. In affected areas, farmers are encouraged to scout fields early in the fall each year. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Sanford Home Sales in Nunday is a premier supplier of custom-designed modular and manufactured homes. If interested in a new home and have questions about the process or their model home's sales prices, give them a call at 585-468-2700 or go to sanfordhomesnunday.com.
Our hour together has gone by quickly. Before we wrap up today's edition of the CJ Agribusiness Report, Tony St. James checks in with the American Cattle Report and Market Close. But first, it's time for the latest forecast.
Western New York weather.
For today, areas of frost before 9 a.m., otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 55. Tonight, a chance of showers mainly after 11 p.m., mostly cloudy, low around 42. A slight chance of showers on Saturday before 2 p.m., cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high near 69. Currently at the Genesee County Airport, it's 36 degrees.
American Cattle News. Rodeos for working ranch cowboys? More after this.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Denver, we caught up with Dr. Kerry Ryan, pet cloning and genetic preservation expert with Viagen in Cedar Park, Texas.
We've been working with dogs and cats for 3 years. We're the only company in the United States that clones dogs and the only company in the world that clones cats. And we've also been cloning horses and livestock for about 15 years. So I think this will be here to stay, and I think as we get better and better at it, the costs will come down and people will be more and more interested in it.
There's more information at avma.org.
Lehman Wall is with the WRCA. That's the Working Ranch Cowboys Association.
The people that compete with us are not professional athletes. They are real working ranch cowboys that get up every day and help feed the world through raising cattle. And whenever you come to Amarillo and you come to the World Championship, we put an environment together that's really kind of focused on what the ranching community is all about. Family, faith, and really taking care of your business the right way. So we're going to compete in five events, and those events have some semblance of what might happen on the ranch every day in doctoring cattle or penning or moving cattle from place to place. Maybe getting on a ranch bronc every once in a while, a little surly in the morning, and might try you out. So we're going to buck some broncs at our event as well. And then I tell you the one thing that our guys would say, we don't do this on the ranch, so would you please stop making us doing it in the competition? But it's called wild cow milking. So everybody needs the NASCAR, you know, accident to occur, right? You're looking for that wild moment, and that's one of those real fan-friendly activities. It may not be real cowboy-friendly, if you get my drift. But that's what we're about, is every year in November, we're going to convene in Amarillo, Texas, and bring in, you know, about 30,000 of our closest friends and put on this great activity here. We always say it's not just a rodeo. There's more to this thing.
Lehman Wall with the WRCA Working Ranch Cowboys Association. American Cattle News.
Join Mark Patrick Seminars and lose the weight or stop smoking guaranteed. That's right. Weight loss seminar Wednesday at the Quality Inn and Suites, Palm Island in Batavia at 5:30 p.m. Registration 5 p.m. Stop smoking seminar 8 p.m. Registration 7:30 p.m.
Avon Power Equipment has everything you need to get your yard work done. Lawnmowers, riders, zero turns, chainsaws, string trimmers, gas blowers, tractors, snow blowers, and more from top brands like Bad Boy, Cub Cadet, Echo, Husqvarna, LS Tractor, Spartan, and others. Plus a full service team that has plenty of experience working on all brands and machines. Avon Power Equipment believes in the products they sell, which is why they offer a lifetime engine and powertrain coverage on all zero-turn mowers. Like and follow Avon Power Equipment on Facebook or stop on down 1533 Route 15 in Avon, across from the flea market and drive-in, for Avon Power Equipment.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
A look into the markets here at the end of the day on Thursday, October the 16th. I'm Remington Rickett. Starting with Wall Street and the S&P 500 in the red, 65.52. The Dow down 454.79, and NASDAQ lower as well, 222.04. Bitcoin lower, gold higher, euro higher as well. Over to the energy futures prices. Crude oil West Texas Intermediate November down 57.55, December 57.07, and January finishing in the red 56.93. Gasoline lower, nat gas lower, crude oil lower. Over to the grains futures prices, starting with the corn, December 5 even higher, 421.75, March 435.5, and May trading in the green as well at 443.75. Soybean higher, soybean meal higher, soybean oil higher. Wheat December 3.75 higher at the end of the day at 502.5, March 518.75, and May 529.5. Hard red winter wheat December 488.75, March in the green as well at 509 even. Hard red spring wheat December 2 even higher at the end of the day, 528.25, March in the green as well, 548.75. Spring wheat Minneapolis finishing the day in the red, 549, March 569. Over to the cotton, starting with the December contract, finishing the day 3 cents down, 63.73, March in the red as well, 65.29, and May 66.50. Finishing with the livestock and dairy futures. Live cattle December 110 higher, 247.87, February 249.55, and April 250.25. Feeder cattle November 380.95, January 378.55, and March higher 376.70. Lean hogs lower, pork cutout even, class 3 milk higher.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-265-5341. 800-265-5341. 800-265-5341. That's 800-265-5341.
Thanks for listening to the CJ Country Agribusiness Report. Catch it every Monday through Saturday starting at 5 a.m. And stand by for Western New York's Morning Show next on CJ Country.